So just a wee quick word before we leave today also about a solar eclipse. If not tomorrow, then could be your lucky day. Partially, you know, the moon will pass in front of the sun, blocking out part of our nearest star. David Muir is the man we often consult about this from Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, how's your form?
Fantastic.
Good,
Eclipse, deepest we've seen for 10 years.
Well, David, is it a biggie in the sense you told us about some major sort of planetary lineups and all the rest? When it's partial like this, it's not as much of a draw, surely?
No, but that's all we get in Ireland from the last total eclipse of the sun was 1724 on this island. The next one won't be till 2090. So you've got to travel if you want to see a total eclipse. Mm. So we put up with partial ones. And this decade, we've got seven of them. And this is the best we've had since 2015 with over half the sun covered. So it should get noticeably dark tomorrow morning.
Right. And at what time, and the northwest, have we a chance? Because it's meant to be a wee bit overcast tomorrow, David. What are the chances? Line us up there.
Yeah, well, of course, even if it's overcast and the sun turns down its power by a half, you'll notice it being more dark than on overcast day. So the mid-eclipse is 11 o'clock. Nice and easy to remember. The first bite gets taken out of the sun by the moon moving over it at 10 o'clock, and the last bite at 12 o'clock. So it's 10 till 12. Midpoint is 11 a.m.
Gotcha.
And if anyone gets any photos, we want them for Astronomy Ireland magazine. Full details on astronomy.ie. Be very careful, though. You're not supposed to look directly at the sun.
Hopefully
you got the eclipse glasses weeks ago. Or you can do the little pinhole method for projecting the image. Take a picture of that and send it to us.
Great. And I'll repeat that. Don't look directly at the sun in any circumstance. David, just a quick one this time. We appreciate that, David Muir. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, folks. It should be noticeable.